And good Monday morning to you. It is Monday, April the 6th, 2020. We're looking at 7:40 in the morning. That would be the time. The temperature, 54 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. Your home for news, talk, and sports right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Of course, that was Mariah Carey, one of the featured artists on our sister station, 90s on 94.3. Of course, we are continuing to update the community when it comes to the coronavirus. Joining Palmetto Mornings on this Monday, we have our good friend Katie Motzinger from the Children's Attention Home. And good morning to you, Katie.
Morning, Lucas. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing fine. How are you all doing? What's the latest in terms of COVID-19 with what you all see and how it has maybe impacted what you all do at the Children's Attention Home?
Sure. So, obviously, just like everybody else, we're hunkered down and got all the kids on campus and limiting who's coming and going just to prevent the potential spread and make sure that we keep our kids and our teammates that care for them safe and healthy.
It's a new playbook for all of us for sure. So, Katie, we certainly understand what you all do relies a lot on donations, on the generosity of people and their time. And that simply is just not happening now. I mean, we are certainly physical distancing ourselves and almost retreating back to a lifestyle I hope does not last long. But, you go to work or you just work from your house and that's it. You don't have really interaction. But for an organization like yourself that relies heavily on those services, how has that impacted what you all do?
Yeah, so they have certainly seen an impact. We've also seen some people that have stepped up and just helped us in tremendous ways, whether it's people that have stepped up to help us help provide meals for us or have given financially. We've definitely seen some people come out of the woodwork and some of our, existing supporters that have reached out and let us know that they're there for us. But right now, currently, we don't have any volunteers on campus. So people who would normally give their time to help us help our staff and help support the kids are not able to be on site. And so we do have opportunities for people to help out if they're able to. I know that a lot of people have just been tremendously impacted in a negative way by this. I say all of this knowing that some people have different ways, as always, people have different ways and resources and capacities to do what they can for their neighbors. And so we have a few different ways. If you go on our website and you click on the how to help during COVID-19, then we have those posted. But giving financially is always a big need for us and allows us the most flexibility in terms of meeting the needs of the kids. But then the meal train, providing meals, we have a current needs list, just like everybody with their shopping list. So helping us get cleaner and paper products and snacks, different things like that. And then just staying connected, staying connected to us on Facebook and social media, staying up to date on our website, and we'll continue to post updates and needs as we have them.
We're speaking with Katie Motzinger from the Children's Attention Home, as she just listed so many different ways to still stay engaged and involved in the lives of those young people that they serve there at the Children's Attention Home. And to that note, Katie, again, you deal with our young folks that sometimes, life, they've not been dealt a great card in life. And so that compounded with what we're seeing right now, what do you all do or what maybe can we do to help you all spread positivity and just great messages of hope for these young folks?
I mean, I think any of the things that you see positively on Facebook, not anything you see, please don't hear me say, not everything is positive on Facebook.
But, we gotcha.
But certainly, as it is, reaching out to people and being a connection, this April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this whole situation has increased the stress for caregivers, and situations that were already tense are now more tense. And so, where it comes to reporting or it comes to just making sure that people are okay and supporting families during this time, that's essential. And that's something that everybody can do. Everybody knows somebody that could use support right now. I know NAMI was on Straight Talk last week talking about helping those with mental illness and that are struggling right now as it relates to just this being a really big trigger time. And so, as we have caregivers that are at home with kids, perhaps have lost one or more incomes in the household, it continues to create an environment that lends itself to higher rates of child abuse and neglect. And at the same time, your mandated reporters, your people, your educators, your healthcare workers, people who would normally see these kids on a daily basis, are no longer on the front lines really with them every day to check in on them. And so, you know, there's a lot happening right now that is not in the, does not create the best environment in terms of making sure that kids are safe and healthy. And so just some of the things that we can do is just be an advocate. If you call and you check in on somebody, or you check in on a kid that maybe, you know, maybe it's a neighborhood, you know, friend of your kids or something like that, you know, somebody, you know, and something doesn't seem right. We do encourage people to call. Right now, the reports for child abuse and neglect are way down because mandated reporters are not seeing these kids. And so if you see something that feels wrong, if you have reason to believe that something just isn't right, and it doesn't, you don't have to do the investigation. You don't have to reach out and ask all the questions. That's what law enforcement and child protective services are for. But we encourage you to call. We're actually going to be doing a short webinar of sorts on Facebook today at noon that talks a little bit more in detail about this. But the other thing you can do is really be kind to your neighbors, support the families around you, support the kids around you, and make sure you're staying emotionally close, even though we're physically distant. So reaching out and being a connection to people.
Oh, Katie, that's so well said. And to your point, you know, families are spending more time than ever before. It's not like this is a week and then life goes back. I mean, we're now going almost a full month of being sometimes sequestered in your house. And again, as you rattled off, some families operate beautifully during that kind of situation. Others really struggle for whatever reason. Then you compound it with school assignments, and the kids are saying, well, we don't learn it like this in school. And the parents are saying, we learn it like this. And then it just comes to a head. So again, as Katie just mentioned, don't go without reporting something just because you don't think someone is working because of COVID-19. The wheels are always moving forward. It might not be going as fast as we'd like, but they're moving forward. And Katie pointed out such a great example right there of just doing so. So, Katie, thank you so much for that. Again, reaching out to the Palmetto Children's, the Children's Attention Home, reaching out to them on social media, on the website to see what's going on. And again, that webinar, that's today at noon on your Facebook page.
That it is.
Do that.
And we'll have our social worker joining me on that call just so we can talk through this in more detail.
Perfect. Well, we certainly love and support the Children's Attention Home. Katie, we know you all do a fantastic job. And again, once this lifts, all those volunteers and events will come back and life will be back to normal. So we certainly appreciate everything that you all do. Again, reach out to help the Children's Attention Home. And Katie, you're such a good friend of us here at Palmetto Mornings, and we certainly appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Lucas.
All righty.